This is Wade Refke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Canadian blockade truckers face enormous costs if police step in, arrest them, and impound their trucks, which could result in thousands of dollars in court costs and lost wages, the loss of their driver's license, and prohibitions on crossing into the U.S. Few of the organizers are truckers, and police have begun arresting organizers. Dallas Cowboys in 2016 paid $2.4 million in settlements to cheerleaders over a 2015 incident in which a top executive was accused of being in their locker room with his cell phone out while they undressed. New York Attorney General can question Donald Trump and two of his adult children under oath as part of a civil inquiry into his business practices, as judges ruled, the latest in a string of legal defeats Trump has suffered since leaving office. Landslide vote to remove three school board members in San Francisco cut across ethnicities and income levels, but Chinese-American voters and volunteers were crucial to victory, organizers say, with turnout almost double other voters. Biden administration is proposing a regulation to make it harder for future administrations to restore the Trump-era public charge policy that allowed officials to deny permanent residency to immigrants who received or were thought to need public benefits. Unsealed documents filed in Alabama federal court reveal how successors and heirs of actor Gregory Peck and others successfully fought Harper Lee's estate to preserve the right to make any sequel or derivative movie of To Kill a Mockingbird, which they argued had been originally granted by Lee in 1961 and reaffirmed by her in 2008. Texas District Attorney said it was very likely that up to 19 Austin police officers would be indicted on criminal charges for firing beanbag and rubber bullet charges at protesters who were denouncing police violence and racial injustice after George Floyd was murdered in 2020. Google is creating a $100 million fund to expand skills training and job placement programs for low-income Americans and the nearly two-thirds of American workers who do not have a four-year college degree. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.